In Egypt has confirmed that the death penalty handed to 183 members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Senior Brotherhood leader Mohamed Badi is among the defendants sentenced to death. 15 others got life in prison. Once approved by Egypt's Grand Mufti, the sentences will be carried out. However, lawyers say the ruling can be overturned on appeal. This comes against the backdrop of a deadly crackdown by the Egyptian government on supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi and his outlawed party. The government accuses the Brotherhood of seeking to destabilize Egypt. Let's get more now from Karim Gamaluddin, our correspondent with us live from Cairo. So, Karim, first of all, tell us about the court's decision, the process under which this decision was made. Why do these people get death sentences? What are the charges against them? And what are the odds that this vote actually can be overturned?
Yes, Homa, the sentences handed over to the members of the Muslim Brotherhood were as a consequence of alleged instigation of the violence, as it was claimed by the panel overseeing this trial, and also involvement in or call for public assembly or protest and incitement to for murder or incitement to kill. And so it is worthy of note, Homa, that this is the second death sentence to be handed over to Mohamed Badia, the spiritual leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. And also among those sentenced to death is Qasim Maouda, who was a minister the minister in the government of Mohamed Morsi, former president in the country's first democratically elected president. He was the minister of social solidarity, and he was believed to be one of those youth and one of those ministers that are willing to work and to take to the streets and talk to the people. He is behind bars, and he has been handed over a death sentence, a sentence that has been shocking for many Egyptians and who have expressed disappointment over what they describe as politically driven charges by the Egyptian judicial by the judicial authorities, and also many Egyptians following such a verdict, not only limited to the Islamic bloc, but also those liberals, and it has even reached liberals and seculars, as Abdel Fattah, a prominent activist and once who took to the streets and called for protest against Mohamed Morsi, has been sentenced to 15 years. This trial, these trials in general, are causing a dissatisfactory mood among many Egyptians who are skeptical about the country's future and the future of democracy and freedom of speech in Egypt, especially post the January 25th revolution, which has ousted Mubarak's 30-year-old rule dictatorship. And also, the anti-coup alliance led by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes.
Immediately called for protests, which are almost held on nearly daily basis, to denounce such a sentence, and also to call a downfall of who the coalition calls the bloody coup orchestrators. Yes.
Thank you very much, Karim Gamaluddin, correspondent in Cairo, for us there.